This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Jamaica has some of the Caribbean's highest electricity rates. Many of the poorest communities have devised ways of illegally getting free power. The country's main electricity supplier has lost millions over the years. Now it's cracking down by cutting off whole communities. The BBC's Nick Davis reports from Kingston.
On the streets of Jonestown, a poor community in Kingston, Omar, one of its residents, throws water onto the road to stop dust blowing into the air.
What are you doing with the water, man?
I'm just getting to play school.
Omar is showing me how to steal electricity. He was taught how to do this as a child.
Look, there's them two wires up there.
You see those two wires there? One is live, the other is ground. So you get a line stick, a bamboo stick that can reach from the ground, or you can stand on, and you hook it up, and it goes into your yard.
But the electricity companies have had enough of electricity theft, and whole communities have now been completely cut off. The disconnection of this entire neighbourhood has seen an increased police presence. There's a military helicopter flying overhead, and at the end of the street there are heavily armed police. Three officers posted there to make sure it doesn't flare up, but there's an entire generation who've never paid in parts of the city. JPS is the sole distributor of electricity in the country. Last year alone, they say around $30 million US dollars worth of electricity was stolen, 15% of their total output. But Audrey Williams, a communication officer for JPS, says it's not only poor people who steal electricity.
It spans the range. We are talking about every level of residential customers, we're talking about business customers.
But many say it's inevitable that people will steal because Jamaica's electricity is so expensive. The country's electricity comes from diesel and fuel oil, so prices are high. The average consumer pays around $75 a month, which for some makes up about a third of their earnings. Back in Jonestown, Omar continues his illegal electrical work. He says he'd much prefer to be doing legal electrical jobs, but as long as Jamaican electricity prices stay high, he'll always find work, no matter how many communities are disconnected. In Kingston, I'm the BBC's Nick Davis for Marketplace.